Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 557. I will be on the Tonight Show on Monday, the 11th of August. I've never done the Tonight Show before, so I'm actually I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. And it's sort of in the middle of all this oddball comedy tour stuff. Our first show, I'm in Tampa right now. Our first show is tonight. I'm recording this on the 8th, the Friday. So I don't know. I've never performed for this many people before. So a lot of fun, exciting stuff. But I'm a little nervous. But don't tell anyone I'm nervous. All right, I just told you I'm nervous. I guess you can tell people. They don't care. If they do, don't be their friend anymore. Which is our other live podcast from San Diego Comic-Con, which is Evangeline Lilly and Michael Rooker. Evangeline is promoting her children's book, The Squicker Wonkers, which is available now where children's books are sold. And Michael is promoting the biggest movie in the country right now, Guardians of the Galaxy, which is such a good movie. So, I mean, I have friends who are like the biggest movie snobs in the world, and they've seen the movie 2-3 times. So congratulations to our pal James Gunn. I am so excited for him and the way that he scaled up and made an epic, hilarious, awesome action superhero movie. So this is the Nerdist Podcast number 557 with Evangeline Lilly and Michael Rooker.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
San Diego Comic Con 2014, please welcome to the stage Matt Myra and Jonah Ray!
Very exciting.
Wow!
Golly!
J-Ray, you're all dressed. You dressed up this year!
I'm sitting right next to someone else who's also dressed up.
I know, but Matt always, like, Matt's a Brooks brother.
I usually wear a... Oh, could I be?
Yeah.
I'm inducted into the Brothers of Brooks.
You are secretly a Brooks brother.
This is my cosplay. I'm going as James Bond. This is very similar. I should have worn a white shirt, honestly. Yep. But this is the suit he wears in the plane going to Goldfinger's Ranch.
And is that the plastic cup he drinks Cosmopolitans out of?
It sure is. Cosmopolitan. Yeah.
I don't know what you're drinking. It's red. I don't know anything else about it.
It's a Cape Codder or a vodka cran.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Jonah had
you take
one
it
downstairs.
In a solo cup, not stirred?
I did stir it with my finger. That was weird.
But you know, we've had an excellent tradition of Comic-Con shows of Matt getting really drunk halfway through the show.
Uh-oh. What does this mean?
I was hot.
Oh. Now you look like a mixologist.
You want a spritz of bitters?
Yeah.
I light it on fire for no reason.
No reason.
I just did the Marvel panel up at Hall H and ran here, which was a very bad idea because I am dressed as Marty McFly today and he wears 4 fucking layers. I'm basically wearing a denim tuxedo with a goddamn life preserver, and it's really hot. It is insanely hot. It is unforgivably hot.
Imagine that in the Old West, Chris. That's a good idea for a third one.
Who makes them moccasins, Nikkei?
Run for fun? What the hell kind of fun is that?
Is that the bullet from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yep. It's the same guy. Good reference.
It is indeed.
I have to say, one of my favorite things on the podcast ever was when Christopher Lloyd was on, and we were like, what was your favorite character to play? And he goes, Judge Doom, because
Fuck.
Yeah. I like it when he does his Al Pacino too, Chris.
Hoo-ha!
You're getting lost in the character work, Chris.
I don't know. Like Robert Downey Jr. at the end of Tropic Thunder. Like, I don't know who I am anymore. I really don't know. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what the date is. Comic-Con is basically an undertow that sucks.
It's November 5th, 1955.
What? I'm late for school!
1955?
Well, that was October 26, 1985, when you were late for school. Don't worry.
Yeah, again. I'm not worried about it.
Again.
Basically, what we learned from Back to the Future is don't fuck your mom in a car no matter how drunk she tries to get you.
That's what you took away from that?
What did you guys take away from it?
Always stop that guy from raping your mom?
I guess that was... You have to cock block yourself so that your dad can nail
but
your
really,
mom.
But really, don't actually stop the guy from raping your mom. Your dad has to do
beat the
it
shit
for
out of
you.
Him. Yeah, so that he can write his sci-fi books.
Yeah, it's really good.
And still live in the same shitty housing complex, just with nicer furniture.
Well, you know, I think the neighborhood really turned around somehow.
because
there weren't bars on the window all of a sudden.
No. McFly really brought up the value of the property.
And then they got that sweet 4x4 in the garage for Marty.
Yep. And then they switch Jennifer's.
Someday, Jennifer.
Jonah.
That was a really good back and forth, guys.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yeah, my neck sore from
the
being inundated.
What did you do today?
Today I got to sit down with Weird Al Yankovic and interview him for an hour.
For what?
For Comic-Con.
Nice.
Yeah.
Chris is like, for what? What's
going
on?
Well, no, it's not that. It's just that he was just on Jonah Radio. So
he was. Yeah. He was. I almost started crying a couple times doing it. What I talked about is that it's almost kind of like time travel. You'll get like this. Okay. It's like, you know, I got to talk to him for an hour today and interview him in front of like some of his really diehard fans because of him. Because of him. Growing up, he got me into wanting to do comedy and wanting to have a career in that. And then I ended up getting to meet him, and it was really overwhelming. I'm still kind of fucked up over it.
Heavy.
Yeah.
Wayne has nothing to do with it.
Oh, your mom's trying to fuck you again. Damn it. Well, where did you do the talk?
The Horton
Grand Theater.
The Horton Grand Theater.
Did you record it?
It might be on the UHF Blu-ray release for the 25th anniversary, which is another weird thing
that happened.
That happened today.
Awesome.
I know it sounds like humble bragging, but it is weird. It's weird.
No, I'm straight up bragging.
It's weird.
I'm
Al bragging. Yankovic.
All right.
I think it's pretty awesome.
No, it is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
What'd you do today?
I led a panel with this guy on it. I moderated a podcast panel with all of the... It was a Nerdist podcast super panel.
Yeah, with Janet and...
Minus the head of the beast.
Yeah.
Because he was off... I don't know what you were doing. It was Janet Varney, Cole Stratton, Gil...
Sandra,
Dave Ross, Ben Acker, Ben Blacker, Jonah Ray. It was quite a thing. And I think we're forcing it out onto everybody's podcast feed at some point. So
excellent.
You did a really good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And
I don't think I've ever heard you compliment him before. This is so strange.
Yes. Also, Matt showed me a good lesson on how to just take a compliment. You said I looked really nice, and then I tried to make fun of Matt.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Okay, good. Well, at least the pecking order is the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. You know who looks better than all of us?
Who?
Our first guest.
Our first guest... before we bring out our first guest, I think we should bring out another special little member of the Nerdist Podcast family. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our silent little sometimes talker note taker, Kyle Clark.
All right.
Oh, there he is.
Where's Kyle? Where is that walk around Muppet?
Hey, Kyle Clark. You know, I saw this guy that looked like Clark Kent in Kyle Clark cosplay yesterday.
It was real weird.
Yeah,
that's what Kyle looks like.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Kyle, show him that it's really you. Do the laugh.
I can't. Don't worry. It'll get real in a minute.
Well, it's about to get real because our first guest we are very excited to have. I moderated two panels that she was on today, and she was amazing and hilarious and has been in a lot of things that are relevant to your interests and has written a book, and we're going to talk about all those things, hopefully, and make a lot of inappropriate dick jokes. Please welcome to the stage, Evangeline Lilly! Welcome. Hey, let's.
What happened?
Come over here. Come over here.
Chris.
Don't sit next to them.
Get away from Kyle.
Yeah.
This close, guys. This close.
Welcome.
This is the fanciest radio show I ever saw.
It is. It is.
You got a theater and you got an audience.
I know. People
and
actually
show up.
You got
a puffer vest.
I do have a puffer vest.
Marty.
Thank you for noticing.
I had the biggest crush on Michael J. Fox when I was a girl. And
me
you
too.
Look a lot like him in that costume.
Do I really?
I'm just saying.
That's very
I'm
exciting. I knew this day would come. I knew this day would come.
Although Michael J. Fox was no competition for Kirk Cameron.
Oh, yeah, boy. He turned out okay, huh?
Yeah.
I think I saw him holding a sign at the railroad tracks.
Dude, that
it
is
It said
fancy
Subway
hair.
Open 24 hours.
Show me that Christ again.
Show me that Christ.
I know there's no cameras and no one can see him, but that dude's got the flyest hair I've ever seen.
This guy right here,
look
yes. And he's been to a lot of our podcasts.
Really?
He's a very nice man.
Front
he's been
row?
He's been to podcasts all over California
What's
with us.
What's your name? Brandon, that is boring.
Jesus Christ.
Your hair is way more interesting than your name.
I'm making up with it for the hair.
Sorry.
How were your panels today?
Well, they were good. Why is there a half-drunken
oh,
ALL?
That's Jonas.
Oh, no, is that yours? Are you just going to
yep.
take it?
Okay, yeah, you can have it if you want.
Yep, sure.
I want it now more than ever.
You can't put beer in front of a Canadian and expect her not
no,
to drink
right.
it.
No, that's right. Aren't you from Saskatchewan?
The fort part of it, actually, yes.
Nice.
Fort Saskatchewan.
Fort Saskatchewan.
Alberta. I'm a country girl.
Why don't you tell us what Saskatchewan daily life is like?
Let's
up every
do that
day.
In All an American right. accent.
All right.
We'll Merga. Talk about country life in Canada
yep.
in an American accent.
I'm Canadian, God damn it. Canadian Cracker Barrel.
Oh, God. I'm so ashamed to be Canadian right now because they're tearing up the boreal forest, and it's really serious to talk about that on your show, but it makes me upset.
Ooh, let's air this shit. Let's
it's
see if we can
okay.
foster
it's
some change.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
Who is doing this, and what do we need to do to say? Is it Rob Ford? Did he wake up there?
Rob Ford's just single-handedly ripping trees out of the ground. And he's just, all he's screaming is, bring an NFL team to Toronto. That's yeah. all he's screaming.
He's just like.
And then he's trying to smoke the trees. It's weird.
He thinks the forest is a Tim Hortons and he keeps trying to order stuff.
Give me a coffee.
By the way, I wrote a book.
Yeah, you did write
yeah,
a book.
I wrote,
Your book
I wrote
is beautiful. It's an adorable.
I don't have it here. I don't know how that happened. Oh, there's a copy.
Oh, it'll come out.
Oh,
watch
hello,
this.
Hello, what? Hello, hello. Who are you? A beautiful blonde just brought my book, because I know you guys can't see her.
Your book is called The Squickawonkas.
Yeah, only try Scottish.
Your book is called The Squickawonkas. Nope, that's Irish.
That's Squickawonkas.
How does Craig Ferguson talk like this,
yeah,
does he? The Squickawonkas.
Hey. Nope.
Welcome to Accent Theatre with Chris yeah. Hardwick.
If I was Australian, I'd be talking like this right now, wouldn't I?
Now do Chinese, Chris.
You son of a bitch. You motherfucker. How dare you? How fucking dare you?
All he knows is that at 2:30 he's going to get to
Stop
the dentist.
Stop it. Shut up, Matt. Shut up, Matt. This is where Matt derails the podcast.
This is the page you want to read. Read it to the children in a Scottish accent.
Cripes. The shock on her face turned quickly to rage as she mustered a miserable scream. Without hesitation, with determination, they muzzled that scream as a team. There it is, and there's the illustration. You know what you need? Boom! Turn the page.
I can do anything.
I just feel like a shitty Shrek
yes.
is what I feel like.
You mean Shrek?
Yeah. So when did you decide to write Squickawonkas, and ultimately what is this a tale of?
I wrote the Squickawonkas when I was 14 years old.
Why did it take so long to realize this dream of publishing it, Evangeline Lilly?
Because when I wrote it and I thought it was kind of good, I let my mom read it, and she was like, oh my God, that's the most amazing poem I've ever read. You should publish it. And I thought, yeah, my mom thinks it's the most amazing poem. I'm never going to publish this.
And then someday you just dug it out.
Yeah, and then I dug it out, and there was a guy named Johnny Fraser Allen who happens to be a world-class artist working at Weta Workshop, and he fucking loved it.
Nice.
Did you like?
I can say that in
you
this
can
show.
Say whatever. Yeah. This isn't the I Hall H. Say, you can say whatever you no, want.
Did you? I imagine you found it in like a trapper keeper with a maple leaf on it.
With drawings of hockey skates and.
Yeah. Yeah, and some pale ale. Yeah. On the theme of Can Say Anything, I was so happy we got to say Burst Your Cherry like 7 times in H Hall today.
Yes, there because...
That was tweeted about.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Okay, so Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas had never been to Comic-Con before, and this girl in the front row goes, yeah, I said, oh, this is your first time at Comic-Con, and she goes, you had your cherry popped. And of course, because I'm a fucking dumb idiot, I go, ma'am, please do not talk about popping cherries. And then... They just started riffing on it, and then Michael Douglas goes, well, I've popped a lot of cherries in my day.
You're so wrong.
And then,
so wrong.
That's then why I said, have cancer. Oh, yeah.
Then I said, well, I just want to talk about that for an hour. And
meanwhile, I'm staring at my name card, and on the back of it, it says, please be aware there may be children under 18 years of age in this audience.
But I think my response was something like, but that's how families are made, so it's okay.
Yay! Hey. Making babies who like to read children's
storybooks.
The Squicker Wonkers.
Must be fun to get pregnant the first time you have sex. This is what can happen.
I don't know if it was worth it.
4 seconds leads
Jonah Ray reflects. Yeah.
Thinking back, no, I wouldn't do it again. This whole sex thing, overrated, I think.
So this book is available now?
Because you've never had it with me.
Oh, shit.
For those of you who are just listening, I'm acting really cool and nonchalant right now.
This book is available now?
The book is available pre-order right now.
Okay.
But you can't actually look at it till November 18th.
Okay.
When we will release a digital book, an interactive book, and a hard copy of the book.
Yep.
And then next year when I come back, I will be showing you the second installment of The Squicker Wonkers.
Oh, nice. Are you going to buy one of those billion-dollar J.K. Rowling castles with all your kids' book money?
With all of my squickery money.
Yeah. With all your squicker-wonker dollars.
Yeah, my squicker money.
Squicker money. Them dirty.
Squicker cash.
So how to make something worse than Prairie Home Companion? Do the Shrek voice.
Let's take a journey to Lake Wobegon. My name is Garrison Keillor, the Dark Lord of the Night.
Garrison Keillor sounds like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like the character of Sir Simon Milligan from Kids in the Hall with Hecubus. That's what it sounds like.
I never understand any of these references, by the way.
Wait, they're Canadian!
I like I
you don't
do.
Know
Kids in the Hall are Canadian!
I know Kids in the Hall. Did you say Kids in the Hall?
I did!
Yeah, you said like a character or something from
no,
Kids
No, we
in
said
the Hall.
A guy that does a radio show on public radio in America.
Oh, Garrison Keillor,
yeah,
yeah.
We're sorry you didn't get
I'm
that.
I'm telling you, I will continue to pretend.
Yeah, but if I start referencing Hockey Night in Canada, you're on board.
But that's what you have to do all day long, though, right? But the press, I mean, like, your brain essentially turns to mush because of all the press junkets and then the panels, and you must forget what you've said and what you can and can't say.
Yeah, people think that actors are just born dumb. No, it's a process.
A long process.
Try answering the same question 700 times in one day. Your brain just shuts off.
It's because you it feels like that everything you work on is shrouded in secrecy. Lost and Lord of the Rings series and
I just spent
Ant-Man.
The last 2 days doing Comic-Con, promoting this book, and of course being asked about everything else I'm doing. And I had to continually say, Ant-Man, what is that?
Oh, because you couldn't say. You couldn't say until the panel.
Exactly. Yeah. I got announced at the panel. So I've lived the last 10 years in a secret life. I'm like a CIA agent, only cooler.
Well, the... Now, of course, I was a very huge fan of Lost, and actually, it was a show. It was.
I was totally a fan of you back then too.
That's not possible. You didn't. You never. You're lying. You're totally lying because you already said you didn't really watch a lot of TV.
Go on.
All right. It seems like as fun as the show was to watch, I'm like, oh, it'd be really amazing to work on that show. You guys were basically just in the middle of nowhere for most of the year, right?
You hear that, Jonah? The middle
it's
of fucking nowhere.
It's not the
nowhere.
Middle of nowhere. It's the pearl of the fucking Pacific.
Jonah's Hawaiian. He's from Hawaii.
He's from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I grew up in Kailua.
What? That's I lived in Kailua for 10 years.
I heard.
Did you?
People in Kailua talk. It's a small town.
It's not a small town anymore. Have you seen it recently?
I heard there's a Starbucks, and that upsets me.
And a Whole Foods and a fucking Target.
A Target? Oh, that's right. The Target took the bowling alley. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
This actually, is a you and me conversation eventually.
It took the Don Quixote's.
Oh, that's right.
You closed down the bowling alley where you threw coconuts at bamboo sticks? I'm so sorry to hear that.
It was real nice of the professor to build that for you.
Guys, this is my national heritage.
He's almost speaking English over there. Horrible.
But, no, but you hit the nail on the head. It was miserable.
Was it really miserable or was any of it fun?
Well, there was fun elements to it. Like when we would be working and midway through the day, it would be like, oh, look, a whole pod of whales.
Yeah.
In my office. But the bad part was that every single day I had to run and scream in terror and fear and cry my eyes out.
Right.
Not a healthy way to live.
No, I guess not.
No.
I'm always interested to know how different performers deal with shaking off the emotional energy of the day. Because your brain doesn't
really... We drink a lot of alcohol.
I know. I read the news back then.
That was a very Myra-esque line.
Oh, my God. You're rubbing off on me. Put your coat back on before I catch more of it. But there's literally nothing else to do while you're there, right?
No, there is literally nothing else to do because Target took over the bowling alley.
And you can't just go hang out at Target.
Wait, is the Starbucks inside the Target or is there also a Starbucks?
There is also a Starbucks.
Holy shit, two Starbucks. I might go to Hawaii now.
So after seven seasons.
Six.
Was there six seasons? Six seasons?
Six seasons.
After six seasons of that show, were you on the first plane back to the States to just get back into
or did you take a boat because you're afraid planes might crash?
Adorable.
I got on a plane and I took off and I thought I would never look back. And then I got a call from a very handsome Hawaiian and I've been stuck there ever since.
Oh, you're back there.
Yeah.
I gave her a ring and...
and she said, hang on, I'm getting another call from a handsome person.
We got to organize. We got to stop this Starbucks.
Come back. It's falling apart without you.
You got to go back.
I mean,
we have to go back.
That is quite a... From Saskatchewan to Hawaii is kind
actually from Vancouver to Hawaii. So I didn't live in Fort Saskatchewan all my life.
Okay.
I'm not that sad.
What do you do
in Fort Saskatchewan?
We're never going to do a live podcast there. Fuck those guys.
You know what they do for fun there? Throw water outside to watch it freeze.
Yep. I would do that. I really would do that. Was Vancouver, were you transplanted to Vancouver, and is that where you started acting?
Yeah, that's where I started acting. And it might be somewhere around the time that I started getting inspired to write a children's book series called The Squicker
Wonkers.
It's about a dark,
pre-order now,
group
available
of
for pre-order.
Marionette puppets who encounter a little girl. You're all going to love it.
It looks pretty terrifying.
It is scary, but not scary in a bad way. Scary in a wonderful way.
No, I like scary kids' books.
That's a lot.
I read them all the time.
I don't doubt that you do. Some reason, I feel like you pull out an old Goosebumps every once in a while.
Yeah.
Do it to me one more time, Stein. Yeah. Oh, that dummy is talking and no one's hand is in its back.
The dog was dead. It was a man licking her hand.
What?
Gersberms.
Gersberms.
Gersberms. My favorite Berks.
Ermagerd.
So when did you make your way to the States?
Actually, I got on a plane and crash landed. I mean, it was like literally the first day of my shooting was the day I arrived on the Hawaiian Islands because they were trying to get a visa for me and it wasn't working. They didn't want me in this country initially.
Well, they wouldn't take MasterCard? What if I didn't understand what a visa was? I don't get it. Why can't you get one in Canada?
You really had to clarify. You had lost me completely there. I had no idea what you were talking about. I'm so glad you said MasterCard. I didn't get it. And then eventually I got it. So it was good. And I ended up in Hawaii. And then I've been
Do you still, does any part of you feel American? Or do you feel like I'm a Canadian, but I live in America?
Oh my God. I am so shamefully Canadian. It's like I wander around this country.
Don't be ashamed of the greatest country in the world. I love Canada. Don't laugh.
Oh, Matt's getting drunk.
I'm not,
suddenly,
though.
Suddenly
I just love
I feel
Canada.
So much more loved.
No, I really genuinely...
I also feel like an asshole for how much I bash America now.
Well, here's the deal, and I'll tell you. Canada took all of America's ideals and implemented them correctly.
And then America came when I was, bought Canada.
The last time I was in Toronto, I had the news on, and they said, oh, we're going to appoint a guy to the parliament to make sure that church and state doesn't get mixed up with each other. And I was like, holy shit. This place is brilliant.
Their public transportation works. They have a great healthcare system. Not a lot of guns everywhere.
Yeah, but we don't have Will Smith.
Well, no. That's true. He's
Wait,
ours.
Hang on.
He's
this sounds a like gem. A check in the pro column.
No, but to be fair, you guys have Eugene Levy. Huh? So,
and you gave us Bieber.
And we produce Pamela Anderson.
You produce Pamela Anderson as well. We
and
forgive
her boobs.
You. And her boobs too. Well, I don't. You didn't fully produce.
And
her
Michael
boobs.
J. Fox.
Yeah, probably an American made those boobs.
An American made those boobs.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, that, an American was improving on Canadian technology. yeah, and Michael J. Fox, also Canadian.
Also Canadian, and also dashing and handsome.
So
he looks
dashing.
So much like him right now.
I know, it's kind of strange.
Can you pop your collar?
No, the...
What? This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
The fourth collar.
This was such a bad idea.
Someone get Chris another collar.
You guys got to see this from my angle where I'm looking straight down all the collars.
Yeah. The last one is a gentleman collar.
Well done. I feel like a gym mat. I've been sweating and I feel disgusting.
You look like a gym mat. I'm
yeah.
sorry to tell you.
I know, I've been jumping on you all day.
Do you not have a makeup or a
I
hair
did, but I've already, I've already sweated through it. I had to run here from Hall H through scores of people. If this, if it, if I, if it had
through
been,
scores, the strip club, you had to run.
Scores,
through
scores. I went right to the scores.
Oh, I gotta, oh yeah. Here you go. Here, make it right.
I had a pocket
quick.
Full of
gotta
ones. What am I supposed to do with them?
You need a Kit Kat. Give yourself a break, man. You
or a Mentos. You could have gone through that guy's car.
Oh. Yeah, as a weird Norwegian person.
You could at least take off the puffer.
I can't.
You look hot, not in the good way, like
I'll take both
for
ways.
For the record, Marty does not always wear the vest. You can take it off.
Yeah, sometimes he's just in his
costume.
Underwear.
He also doesn't always wear his pants, yeah.
Come on, show him, Calvin Klein.
I will not be Calvin... right now, I'd be Abercrombie & Fitch. Unfortunately, I wouldn't be Calvin Klein.
What is wrong with
Risky
you?
Risky business, this shit. Come on. Come on, pull it off.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Just hear Rooker yelling, yeah.
Please do not encourage my nudity, Rooker.
Is that Michael Rooker or the ghost of Michael Rooker's
he might
voice?
Have come out.
Right over. I can't help it. Look, I know I was supposed to wait for a cue, but I couldn't help myself.
Listen, when Rooker wants to come out, Rooker fucking comes out.
Damn right, baby.
Listen, I've been distracted through my whole podcast because he's standing on the wings waving at me like, go away, I want my turn.
Lord, I love Canada.
Ah, yeah.
Welcome, Michael Rooker.
Thank you so much, sir.
You were fucking great in Guardians
yes.
of the Galaxy. We went to
Thank
the premiere.
So
oh, we were the only two people in the theater who've seen this.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
God,
saw Guardians
true.
Of the Galaxy and it's fucking awesome and Rooker is great in it. And
yeah.
you're
and
all
right. And he has a beaver on his hat.
Yeah.
It's a beaver. I got it from Canada.
That is the national animal of my country.
Yeah.
I also happen to have one of those.
Kiss.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. What was that?
I kiss this beaver every night.
There's more.
The guy loves Canadian beaver. Okay. What can he do about it? Doesn't everybody?
You got to be Canadian. You got to eat beaver.
I like mole rat, but that's just a grooming technique.
What?
They're bald, Matt.
Oh, all right.
God damn it. It's gross when you have to explain it.
Yeah. Sure is, Chris.
Did anyone get that?
Did he say something?
Huh?
He said something.
Yeah.
he said he did.
What did he say?
Hairless mole rats.
Hairless what?
Mole exactly. rats. Yeah, exactly.
What I didn't...
The audience got it. The audience are more clever than everybody sitting at this table combined, apparently.
Where are you from, man? Where are you from?
I was born in Louisville, Kentucky. I grew up in Memphis, Tennessee.
And they have what kind of animals down there?
rednecks.
That's why you're in California. Hey,
that's right. That's right, son. How's your Comic-Con going, Rooker?
I'm exhausted.
Yeah. What did you do
get
all day?
Get the man a beer. He needs a pale ale.
I'm exhausted.
Do you want a beer or something?
Yeah.
I'd like another.
Can we get a couple beers out here? Let's
see. Three.
Can
we
have three beers? One for Jonah, one for Evangeline, one for Rooker.
And one
Rooker,
for,
where are you from?
Nothing for Kyle.
Can I?
Well,
yeah. Where are you from?
Alabama.
Yeah, you like to drink down there, too.
They do drink down there a little bit.
Do you ever go home? Do you ever go back to Alabama?
I do get back there every now and then, yeah.
What part?
Jasper, around Muscle Shoals.
Nice. Oh, around Muscle Shoals. Nice.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Nice.
And I also have Chicago. I have a place in Chicago that I go to as well.
Nice.
So my accent is kind of Alabama, Chicago, sort of mixed together and you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, because you were in The Fugitive, right? Take place in Chicago.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, all that stuff. Jessica Chobot told the best story about Tommy Lee Jones today at our podcast panel. She was in an elevator with him, and he said something to her like, hey, where you work? And she was like, G4. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's right. And then he put his head down and for 25 floors just smacked the back of his head repeatedly. And then when they got to the bottom, he just went, have a nice day, and stepped out of the elevator.
Whoa.
Totally true story.
My brain just ripped. One of the lines that sticks in my head from JFK, which you're great in, is when he runs in, speaking of Tommy Lee Jones, and says, Clay Bertrand is Clay Shaw. And that just played in my head, and no one else here cares about that, but I don't care. It was for me. Can you just tell me that Clay Bertrand is Clay Shaw?
Have your moment. It's okay.
Shh. Evangeline, shh.
That's very drunk. Beer for you.
Clay Bertrand, hey. Clay Shaw.
Yeah! That was for me.
How do you know who your daddy is?
Rooker, huh? Here's to you.
Because your mama cheers, told you
cheers,
so.
Cheers,
no, cheers.
Not
cheers.
For you, asshole. You
Did you get left out, Jonah?
I don't know. I thought you were sharing it with me a little bit.
Yeah, we can only afford...
Yeah, us Canadians share enough with you fuckers, all right? Back off. Back off. We get our beer.
Kiss the beaver.
Oh, God.
It's just liberating saying, fuck.
I didn't know
that. Isn't it nice?
I shouldn't do that because I'm selling a children's story book. That's wrong. Parents, I'm a good person.
You know, parents swear too. It's fine.
Oh, man. One of my son's first words was fuck.
Are you serious? That's amazing.
I was like, oh, that's why parents stop swearing when they have a child. I didn't really make that connection. I was like, well, I can swear, but he can't.
Were you like, fuck, dude, don't say that.
Why are y'all swearing? You're doing all that swearing. What is that all about?
Swearing is better than not swearing. That's why, Michael Rooker. Swearing is rad.
Sell that t-shirt.
Swearing is rad. Oh my God, Marty.
Marty.
Marty, that's so rad that you just said that.
Yeah.
What is that hairy thing over there anyway? What is that thing?
I'm sorry?
What's that hairy thing right there?
Well, I'm glad you asked. This is my, thanks, Kyle. This is my Chewbacca notebook. AKA the pussy magnet.
It's true.
So
vagina has the opposite pole of that.
Is that made out of Canadian beaver?
This is.
Let me smell and find out. I can.
Yeah.
Sweet like nectar, it certainly is.
Evangeline Lilly just smelled my Chewbacca notebook. I feel good about that.
It just smells like Tim Hortons and a hockey puck.
It's not my fault. I don't know why this whole conversation is taking a turn for the best.
You came out in the beaver hat.
Yeah, you did come in the beaver. It's called the Rooker effect. You came out in the beaver hat, and then it instantly got filthy. This is a podcast guest book, and what we're doing with this is that anyone who's a guest in the podcast signs it, and then when it fills up, we'll auction it off for charity. So,
yeah, right. Everybody just...
Tom Cruise signed that, so your thetan levels are already through the roof.
Yeah.
I figured there was a vibration coming from
that.
How many pages in are you?
Yeah, that's right. Let's see. Where do we...
Oh, you're not too far in.
No, we're not that far in at all.
Thank you so much for having me. people inside say stuff? You.
Oh, yeah, that was Harley Morenstein. Yeah, he was inside. I think Tom Cruise is right here.
There's a lot of reading on this podcast.
That's Tom Cruise?
That's Tom Cruise. He wrote, "You complete me," and then he wrote, "I will fuck you up." You shit the money bed, my friend. He wrote that from Tropic Thunder. Tom Cruise.
Is Crispin Glover's in there?
No, we didn't have the book by the time we had Crispin Glover. He was on
it would have filled up the entire book.
I don't think I've ever done one of these with you, have I?
Yes, you have. You came and did one with us a couple years ago.
That's how memorable it was.
That's right.
Yeah, no, he's not done a live one.
No, that's right. I did that. That's when I was on
The
Walking Dead.
You were in a studio.
Dead.
Yeah.
I was on The Walking
and
Dead.
And we talked about CB Radio, and I told you that my handle was Cannonball.
Oh man, we
you
used
got
to
a,
do
you
roast?
Got a CB?
Did you do
well,
CB radio?
I did when I was a kid.
That's
Whoa,
a good name.
She's CB.
What was your CB radio?
We're having 17 conversations at the same time.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. When I was a kid, we did road trips and my uncle and my dad would talk on CB radios and I thought they were badass.
Did you have a handle?
You grew up with I got a handle.
What's yours? You don't want to give it out?
It's called my handle's Stage Left.
Stage Left.
As an exit.
Okay. Yeah. Don't leave. Yeah. Don't leave. Don't leave. Don't leave. Did you have a handle?
I don't know. I don't think I'm that cool.
Aww.
What was it? Your handle?
She didn't have it.
My handle was I don't think I'm that cool.
Breaker 19. This is the Squicker Wonker coming down here on Saskatchewan Highway.
It's a long handle.
Yeah, it is.
That is a long handle, huh?
Yep.
That's a good look. You know.
What were you doing? Mind. What were you doing all day? What were you doing all day?
I was doing interviews all day. I went over to that TV boat over yonder.
The TV boat.
That's where they make all the TV. That's where it comes from. TV boat.
You know what? Anyone who describes things that happen at Comic-Con to someone not here sounds like a fucking lunatic. You know, and then I went inside that giant meatball and it was real cool.
No, actually it just sounds like Japan. TV boat!
TV boat, panty vending machine, TV boat.
Now let's go get in the giant meatball.
I don't know. It's called the princess or something like that.
Yeah, no, you're thinking of the love boat, the Pacific
the
princess.
Love boat, TV love boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they had drinks. They had free drinks.
Nice.
Michael Rooker, when you were a wee lad in the Bama,
yes.
What was your favorite television program? I'm going to venture
Bozo
a guess.
Bozo Circus.
Bozo really, Circus?
I didn't. Was it didn't like, see that were coming. You really like every time Bozo was
I
on, you were there?
I loved Bozo Circus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
so
loved
now.
That funny
and somebody
clown.
Born in 1979, what's that?
Rooker, I'm not going to stand for that either. Because I don't know what the 70s looked like, Oldie McOlderson. Yeah.
I was born close to the 60s.
So, no, okay, so Rooker, you...
I was
Bozo,
born...
Bozo Circus, you're a
yeah,
big fan
Bozo,
of that as a
Bozo
kid.
Bozo Circus as
Then
a,
you
as
age
a
out of Bozo Circus, and I feel like I'm going to guess you were, like, really into The Fall Guy. You didn't watch The Fall Guy?
I remember The Fall Guy.
Yeah. Did you like that? Were you more of a Simon and Simon
no,
guy?
No, I was more a Simon and Simon.
Yeah, you liked
Simon
and
Simon? I liked Simon and Simon.
I want to find out what children's what were your Canadian children's shows like when you were growing up?
Shittier versions
awesome.
Of ours.
Awesome.
They were awesome.
What was your favorite Canadian
okay,
children's show?
I think we had a lot of the same ones. We had my favorite was The Polka Dot Door. Did you have that one?
Oh, my God. I love The Polka Dot Door.
The Polka Dot Door. See you soon at the polka dot door with songs and stories and so much more at the polka dot at the polka dot door. And there was Pokeroo on the polka dot door.
That's right.
So his name was close to the name of the door?
What about Pingu? Did you watch Pingu?
No, what's Pilu? Do you have the song?
Pingu,
sing the song.
Pingu is a animated classic. About a bunch of penguins, okay, up in Alaska.
Are you thinking of Tennessee Tuxedo?
No. Pingu, man. They got the little Pingu thing and the mama.
Apparently my favorite show as a kid was Mr. Rogers, and I don't know what that says about me.
It means that it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. That's what that means to you.
I like the fantasy land.
Oh, yes.
When there was that weird woman with the red nose. I think she was an alcoholic.
Yeah, they were all drunk.
Oh, what
they
show
had
is
to be
this?
Drunk. Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, Mr. Rogers, yeah. Yeah.
I was just talking about
Mr. Rogers.
Was he the molester one, or was that Pee Wee Herman?
No one molested anyone in those two groups.
No?
Pee Wee Herman and Mr. Rogers, they never did a show together.
No.
Maybe they molested each other.
I don't think they did.
They did not molest each other. Is that what you just said?
They did not.
What else? Oh, Sesame Street, of course, is a good staple.
I'm moderating the Sesame Street panel tomorrow. I know. Jesus Christ, Grover's going to be there.
I was on Sesame Street last year. What and the? I was begging them, please let me be on your show. They said, yeah, no problem. We've got a free slot in 2016 if you want to come on. Everybody wants to be on Sesame Street.
But you did do it or you just asked to do
it? No, I just really want to.
Oh, you should.
I'm going to.
You should just crash the Sesame Street panel tomorrow and just like run through the back.
Where is it?
It's in the main convention hall.
You can tell me later. Just text
no,
me.
No, I'll find you. Okay,
oh, no,
give me
I don't
want to
give you my phone number.
Well, okay, fuck, shit. That was so close. God damn it, that almost worked.
You had a better chance with
Chris
your cover
list. Chris is always trying to pick up girls by making up panels.
Yeah.
I'm doing these.
There's a panel in the hotel.
What's your favorite thing? I'm doing a panel for that tomorrow if you want to swing by.
There's a Real Sex 17 panel in my
bedroom.
Don't
worry, plenty of room on the mattress if you want to crowd in there.
You know, in Canada, when you were a little girl, were you ever a beaver?
You don't have to answer that.
Isn't that the Girl Scouts but the tiny little girls?
Rooker, why do you know that? Why would you know that?
I'm getting scareder and scareder by the moment.
No, he's fine.
Scareder or more scared? More and more scared.
The beavers, that's what they're called, the little
brownies. The brownies. Yeah, the brownies.
You were way off.
The brownies.
No.
But
no,
if you
call them.
I can't.
No, you
just
can't.
It's going to go all south from here.
Yeah.
And south, I mean to Alabama.
Here, but in Canada, they call.
There's a lot of really great charities out there in need of. I'm just trying to turn the conversation.
I swear.
Brownies, they sold cookies. It was like the Boy Scouts.
In Canada, right?
No, I don't know. Yes, let's say yes.
I think they're called beavers.
I agree with you.
Whatever you say, Rooker, you own a shooting range.
Whatever you say. Swear.
I was a beaver as a child. Is that what you want me to say?
No, but were you okay? Were you in the brownies? Is that what
no,
you were
I wasn't.
Called?
I was really poor.
Oh, what yeah. was it? Oh, so what was your childhood?
What was it like being poor?
What's it like being poor in Canada? It's like being rich in America.
We only had 3 TVs.
Honey, I can only get you to 1 doctor's appointment for free this week.
Are we online at all?
We will be.
I thought it was
right
live.
Now. We're just screwing around, and they can edit the hell out of this.
We're not editing any of this. This is all staying in. Even all this weird beaver talk is all staying in.
Even the childhood beaver talk.
Yeah, we're not editing any of it out.
I'm telling you, the beaver is a national animal.
We know. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I love that you keep shaking the hat at them.
Hang on.
Do you not have like an? Is there?
Don't you understand?
What yes, is, now that you're shaking the hat at me, I do understand. That illustrates the point beautifully.
Is there a national bird, or have you forgotten that just for the beaver? The flightless beaver.
Wait, are you asking me this because America's national animal is a bird?
Well, I think, I don't know if I know our national bird
because
is the bald eagle.
Because that would be very typically American of you to want me to relate to you on an American level instead of having my own Canadian thing.
Yeah, bitch, answer that, Myra. Yeah.
Hey, sister, I think I know where all your jobs are coming from.
Whoa, shit. Yes, yeah. A lot of productions go film in Vancouver.
Yes, they farm us. They farm us out, all the talented people.
You know what? I'm taking the visa. Give it to me.
What?
You're not allowed to work here anymore.
I knew this day was going to come. I knew I would say one too many things.
Or actually, you know what? Take my passport. I'm going to Canada.
But you, where are you guys shooting Ant-Man? Where are you going to shoot that? Oh, you probably can't say it, can you?
Atlanta.
Oh. Atlanta?
Yeah, that's the one.
Nice. And then you must have been in New Zealand for a while, too.
You know why I hesitated? Because I was like, God, everyone's going to show up in Atlanta now.
Oh, genius. So it may not be Atlanta.
But everyone knows, except you, that we're filming in Atlanta. Your phone just went off.
I know.
In the middle of a podcast.
I can't
help
it.
How rude.
No.
If this was a date, I would walk away.
Well, it's not a date, is it? Because you said that I needed a touch-up.
Well, read me what came through. Tell me what came through. I want to know. Is it another woman?
What? No, of course not.
Who is that?
It's nobody.
Tell me who it is, you slut.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a problem. I'm addicted to sex, okay?
I can forgive you if you'll love me forever.
Okay, I promise. Let's make a commitment.
Canadian beaver for life.
Yay. Monogamy for life.
I don't know what the fuck just happened.
I don't either, but I'm going with it.
Are you aware of what went on down there?
Yeah. What? Am I aware of what? Yeah.
Have you noticed there's a divide that's happened in the table? Look, it's them.
Oh, yeah, we've noticed it.
Sorry, guys. What? We're having our
we're
own private dinner.
We're sitting here at the kid's side of the table.
Shut up, Kyle. Turn his mic off.
Yes, sir.
You're a fart face.
Hey, guys.
And we're rad.
Hi.
Yeah.
Atlanta. You ever worked in Atlanta?
No, Chris. Never. Have you?
Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I have.
That's all he does is live in Atlanta half the time. He's like, you need me to like be on Walking Dead, whatever you need.
We did all the Walking Dead.
I like to imagine you were just in Atlanta waiting for the show to get there.
Sorry. Atlanta.
And then it got there and you're like, hey, guys, I'm ready.
With a homemade knife hand.
I did not make that knife hand. You know, my hand is it was just pretend, right?
Oh.
It felt weird the first time I put your knife hand on in front of you because it was like you were weirdly coaching me, like, yeah, get up in there. I was like, I feel weird. I don't want to wear it anymore.
I feel like a little beaver right now.
You did want to wear it.
Canadian beaver.
You wanted to put your hand all in the knife hand and hold on to it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, do we still have the photos?
Yeah, I have the photos somewhere, yeah. I wasn't able to ever post them, but I'll post them now.
Oh, you got to post them now.
Yeah, because that spoiler's out.
Oh, I'm
What are you working on now? The Guardians is done. What are you working on?
Well, I did the Guardians of the Galaxy. Thing.
Yeah.
You know, and they just
and
announced.
What more do I have to
yeah,
do?
Yeah, let the man coast on that. The movie's not even out yet.
They're going to do Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
Pratt and James Gunn made a video, and they basically said that Guardians 2 is coming out in 2016? 2017. 2017, yeah.
July
28th, 2017. So Guardians 2 awesome. Coming out then.
Yeah.
Before guys, Guardians even opens.
Seriously.
I know. Yeah.
It's a really good movie.
Right on.
That's pretty presumptuous, huh?
It's going to do well.
That's pretty presumptuous. We're going to announce our second film before you see the first one.
That's how badass the first one is.
Yeah, actually,
that's how brainwashed you are. You love Marvel. You love Marvel.
It's so
you
good.
Love Marvel.
It's so good, though. It's so good.
It is really amazing.
It's not like they're putting the cart before the horse like the Superman kids.
No, wait. I got to tell you something. I moderated that panel today, and the footage looked fantastic. There was like a mood piece.
Wait, you saw footage?
Yeah. So did I.
Yeah.
This side of the table, that side of the table.
Yep, that's right.
Up top.
Yeah.
Wait, you saw footage of Batfleck?
What did you see footage of what?
Hang on! Rooker, I'm talking about Batfleck.
Yeah.
Bat what?
Batfleck.
What's that?
It's Ben Affleck as Batman.
Okay. Yeah. Affleck was there. Henry Cavill was there.
Hang on. Really? Shh, guys, I'm talking to Chris.
And Bradley Cooper was there as some kind of beaver kind of animal. What was that?
I don't know.
Is it a box?
What does it look like?
It looked really good.
Let me ask the following question. What color is the bat suit?
Oh, well, it's hard to tell, but basically, I guess I can describe it because
you can.
It's already
people have seen it, thousands have seen it.
So, so Batman's in this crazy like armor. He's in this crazy body armor, and he has these goggles down, and there's this like glowing blue lights for his eyes, and he's adjusting what you assume is the bat signal, and the camera like spins around, and Superman is just hovering right there, and he looks fucking pissed, and his eyes just start glowing red. And then it cuts out. But it looked fucking awesome. It looked really cool.
Oh, man.
I'm so excited.
We need somebody on here.
Yeah.
There's been an accident.
I just pee-pooped.
He just shit his shirt.
I just shit my shirt. Oh my God!
And so they were there. Ben Affleck was there, and Henry Cavill was there, and Gal Gadot was there as Wonder Woman. So it was pretty badass.
It was
pretty badass. I know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then I took a picture with Benedict Cumberbatch, which was really crazy.
I don't care about that right now.
What? Excuse me.
I'm talking about Batfleck.
He is Smaug.
He is. He is Smaug.
Your Hobbit panel was incredible. Cool. I did the first half of the Warner Brothers panel, and then
was the panel about how to squeeze three movies out of one story? Was that what the panel was about?
Actually, the panel was about how the first three movies should have been six.
Yeah. So Colbert moderated that panel. He came out dressed as the cameo as he was.
Very well kept secret, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, it looked and he looked amazing.
Wow.
And he knows everything.
He knows everything about it.
You know,
everything.
I can actually see people when I took my glasses off.
Did you just realize that sunglasses make everything dark?
There are people out there.
Yeah, there's lots of people out there. What? Did you just think the abyss was laughing at us?
Wow, look at that. Look at that. Look in there. You can't see shit.
You really can't see anything. There is literally, you cannot tell where you are. What the fuck are you doing with these?
Let me see.
You literally can't see.
Oh my God.
How did you know where your chair was?
And their prescription on top of that, everything's super wonky.
Whoa. I need them to see, but I can't see with them on, you know?
That's the great enigma in life, Michael Rooker.
No, there's literally nothing. You literally can't.
I know. But
fantastic.
But it's fantastic. Hard to see without them.
How much time did you spend in New Zealand?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Or anyone else at the table?
They've never been to New Zealand.
All right. I spent a year in New Zealand.
Did you ever think that maybe you want to move there, too? Do you just want to keep moving in that direction?
No, honestly, I really would have loved to have moved there. Unfortunately, I fell in love with a handsome Hawaiian, and I'm stuck.
You can't convince him to go to New Zealand?
I fell in love with a handsome Hawaiian, and I'm stuck. Did I say that before already?
Yeah, you did say that. Yeah.
Is that clear to you?
Yeah, he's right here, Evangeline. He's very handsome and very Hawaiian.
He is the farthest thing from Hawaiian, by the way. Look at this man.
You said my head? Look at my head?
This is the howliest man.
Oh, shit! She just called you a howly.
Not even.
This is a hipster for crying out loud.
But a dumb howly, you come to my island and brother, take kind jobs from the kind locals. You want Rika. You want Mahu, brother. You say Kapu.
Just so you know, you're talking to one Tira, so you better watch your back.
What the fuck is happening?
You're watching The Real Housewives of Kailua Beach. That was amazing. I sort of needed translating.
I honestly thought we needed Kirk Cameron in here to get it out of him.
You know, it would be really amazing if they were talking like that, and then you drop your Boston accent.
What was that accent? South Beach?
Pigeon.
No, South Beach.
Yep, South Beach, Florida.
Yeah, so it's one of them. Yeah.
Look at all these owlies in South Beach, Miami.
What the fuck are you talking about, kid? I can't understand a word you're fucking saying. You from Dorchester? You know Tiffany? Yo, hey, you tell Tiffany I saw her the other day. She's looking real good.
Hey, dude.
You're looking real good. She liked my car.
Look at that. There are people up there, too.
Yes, Rooker. Yeah.
This reminds me of the Val Kilmer movie where he gets new eyes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What the hell?
How did you become so popular?
I don't know. No, that makes them go away. Now they're back. Now they're away.
Wow.
Now they're away. Now they're back.
I have no idea why I wear these.
Can I just do a YouTube video where I explain science to Michael Rooker?
You're a national treasure. Science? You just have to explain sunglasses.
We start out slow.
By the way, I haven't been properly introduced, so who's the Muppet at the end of the table?
The large Sweetums walk-around Muppet is Kyle.
How's it going?
Hi, Kyle.
Hey.
I love Sesame Street. You're the best on it.
Thanks. Keep watching. We'll get you on 2016.
Thank you.
Today, Sesame Street is brought to you by the numbers 6 and 9.
It's just the way they come up. I mean, we didn't plan this. It's just, you know.
I reasoned today that Cookie Monster is Grover's, like, weird, drunken, redneck cousin.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But he's going to be on the panel tomorrow, too. I think it's Cookie Monster and Grover.
Is Tully going to be there?
I don't think Tully's going to. I don't know if Tully's going to be there. Is he your favorite?
Oh, yeah.
Aww.
He's sort of indecisive and not as well liked as the rest.
Is Elmo around near kids again?
Okay, Matt, that's enough. That's enough. Yeah, take that drink away.
The beauty of this is it's the only one I've had. And I'm only halfway through.
Wait a minute,
it.
There's alcohol in that?
Sure is.
Then how come it's not here?
Because you keep drinking it.
Do you want another beer?
Hang on, Canada.
Ken will drink everyone under the table.
We have to show you guys up in something.
You do, running your country.
Yeah, it's nice. And also, it's nice. I love Vancouver. I love Toronto. I love Kingston. It's
I also like that Toronto's like, yeah, let's let him be mayor. It's really funny.
Yeah.
Just, we got this unlocked. The city's running fine. Let's just let this doofus run around with a tie that's too tight. I heard he got kicked out of rehab.
Is that
because
true?
Because he was too aggressive and loud.
Huh.
Rob Ford's a national hero. An international hero.
Is there any other place you think you might live someday if you convince your Hawaiian boyfriend to move somewhere else? Where else would you like
it's
to go?
It's not going
to
happen.
Okay.
Have you ever met a Hawaiian?
Yes.
Not really, though. Not him.
He really is.
He doesn't count. He doesn't count. They don't leave.
The reason that he left is because big Samoan guys used to beat the shit out of him, and so he was like, I'm leaving.
Exactly.
I'm not going to stick around here anymore.
Wait, is your Is he native, your boyfriend?
Half.
Oh, he's super handsome, I bet.
He's Hapa.
He looks like The Rock, I bet. Is it The Rock?
I want to see him come out and beat the shit out of Jonah, just like the old days.
You know, for nostalgia's sake, I'm in.
Is it Dwayne the Hawaiian Johnson? That's the best name, the Hawaiian Johnson.
That's what Jonah says when he takes his dick out for his wife.
We have come full circle in this podcast and described my marriage. There's the Canadian Beaver and the Hawaiian Johnson.
Oh, my God, that's perfect. You saw the connection. Well, how come you're so funny? Like, what
the fuck is that?
Where do you get your ideas from?
It's not an insult.
What are you so funny about?
It's not an insult. It's just that when you meet people who aren't comedians that are naturally funny, I'm always curious, like, was your parents funny, or were you always funny, or did you have funny siblings?
The most terrifying thing to me about being on a comedy show is that I accidentally try and sometimes be funny. And that's always a mistake when you're the actor. It's always a mistake because you just sound like an idiot.
No, it's good. I think, especially in the panels, you know, because a lot of people up on the panels are very nervous, a lot of the actors, and you seem totally comfortable, and you're cracking jokes and having fun.
I love a crowd.
Yeah.
I love a crowd.
Yeah.
I love you guys. I love it.
Do you do a lot of conventions ever? Do you tour around? Did you do a lot of conventions, this type of stuff with Lord of the Rings?
My career's not over yet.
No, I didn't.
Whoever's right there. Wait a minute here. There is nothing wrong with conventions.
That's really funny.
Don't be dissing conventions.
I mean, I do it all the time.
Ain't that right, Eric?
Look, he'll put his sunglasses on, and you'll step right there, and he won't see you. You'll be fine.
You know, what about these comedians who actually aren't funny?
Which ones?
There's three on stage.
Not including me.
Sure.
This has been a good year. Are you guys...
This has been a good year, yeah.
It has been a good year.
You've been doing great.
No,
I mean... Midnight's doing well. Talking Dead's coming back.
I know. We're doing a Sanjay and Craig panel tomorrow, which I'm very excited about. But no, this has been like a particularly fun convention.
Oh, yeah.
But I've heard from people, everyone keeps saying, oh, it's quiet this year.
I think they're saying it's quiet because I haven't noticed that a lot of like groundbreaking, like there have been announcements coming out of the convention, but last year there were such massive announcements that this is the year that all that stuff is starting to get made or starting to come out, like Guardians, you know, and, you know, Dawn of Justice and all that.
And is it just me or are there less costumes?
Come
on, Comic-Con, step it up with the costumes. I've heard all about your freakishness, and I'm
actually,
not seeing
you're right.
It.
I've not seen it. I've not I've seen not as seen many it. Costumes this year.
I want freaks. I come here for the freaks.
Because you're not walking the floor, Chris. You're standing on panels. Walk the floor. There are plenty of costumes.
I am standing high on panels looking down at the masses.
Also, what panel was that where they did the Batfleck thing? Was it the Warner
Brothers? It was the Warner Brothers panel.
Why didn't you, like, say, hey, Matt, I'm doing the Warner Brothers panel.
Aww.
They might show some footage.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why don't you come with me? Because you're my
sweet
friend.
I actually didn't know they were doing that until I got there. The rundown that they gave me before was...
You don't have to explain
no,
yourself.
I need it.
No, I do. I'll never hear the end of it. I'll never hear the end of it.
Oh, yes, he does.
So...
Right.
The rundown that I heard before was that we're going to show Channing Tatum's going to come out. We're going to show footage from Jupiter Ascending. Then he's going to leave, and then George Miller's going to come out, and then we're going to talk about Fury Road, and then we're going to talk about Mad Max for a while, and show a bunch of footage, and it looks amazing.
Great.
And then you're going to leave, and Colbert's going to come out and do the Hobbit panel. And then I got there, they said, okay, here's what we didn't tell you. Zack Snyder and Ben and Henry and Gal.
Is anyone paying attention anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Comic-Con crowd.
Lost me ages ago.
This kind of information would get me so laid right now.
A lot of dudes just screamed, Chris.
Gentlemen callers.
Listen, I'm fine if I just put it somewhere. Put the mask on. I'll never know the diff.
You have a lot to learn, my friend.
That's an enormous clitoris. It's like 7 inches.
No, Chris, you're fucking China from the WWF. She has an enormous clitoris, guys. She made a porno.
Enormous clitoris.
It sounded like the Bananas in Pajamas theme.
That's what I was thinking in my head.
So, Evangeline, this Quicker Wonker is your children's book.
My children's storybook.
I'm so sorry. Are we traumatized? You seem like you have a good sense of humor about stuff, though. You seem okay.
I have a tendency to like things that are...
Filth. Good. I feel like we have time for a handful of questions now in our Quemen section.
There's one getting
moving.
Up right there.
Oh my God, there's going to be questions? You didn't tell me there were going to be questions.
There's going to be questions. Did you
like
want to know?
Like a Q&A?
Yeah, like a Q&A.
Do you have to go all the time?
It's very similar to a Q&A. Okay, so we'll have time for a handful of questions. I'll start with this gentleman who purchased a lovely Nerdist hoodie. What is your name, sir?
I'm Dan.
What's your question?
We don't have a question. We actually just have a gift for Matthew Myra.
What is it?
What? This is the best question ever.
Wow.
Is it a
oh, my
head?
God. Oh, my God. You're going to shit your fucking Brooks Brothers trousers.
Again.
Hang on. No, wait. This is... Do you want to read this to him? Do you want
a gift? He gets a gift?
Yeah.
Here, Matt. Come here.
Does he usually get gifts?
Matt only takes tidings from people at this point.
Oh, okay. is that what
here
happened?
Here you go.
Did you say
tidings?
Matt, you're about to get this gift.
I thought you said tithings as in like religious
gifts.
Okay.
Yeah. He's slowly starting religion.
Remember when I was in Atlanta and I did your show?
No,
that was a different show.
Here you go. Come here, Matt. So, okay, he's going to present this to you, and I want you to read the mug.
Okay. I am going to read the mug they are presenting to me as a couple together.
I feel like I'm witnessing a marriage.
A friend of ours.
He looks like a pastor right now, like a youth pastor.
And she's in a white dress. Come on, she's got pearls on.
I'm here today in the name of Kirk Cameron, our Lord and Savior.
Show me that smile again. Don't waste another minute on it.
A friend of ours found this at a thrift store, gave it to us, and then we were like, Matt Myra needs to own this right away.
We are huge fans of many of the things you love. In fact, if you remember...
They said they're fans of things you love, not you. Just want to clarify.
No, that is expected.
Sorry, pointing it out.
You remember the solitary soul clapping for Dave Matthews about a month ago?
Yes.
That was me.
Oh, hello, fellow Dave Matthews fan. Let's sit
down. Oh, let's get on with it!
This is going to be the longest Q&A ever.
We also share a love of the greatest sitcom.
Don't. Just give him the fucking mug.
Just give me the mug. I know
just
what the greatest sitcom of all time is.
Just read it. This is a mug.
Give him the goddamn mug!
Without Frasier, there's no happiness, you're right! Thank you so much for reading my thoughts.
Take your mug and go. Put your alcohols in it.
Yeah, he takes tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
What is your question?
I don't have a question. I just have a comment. I just
Button Lady, don't go away.
No, Button Lady, stay where you are because we're talking to you.
Button Lady, you stay right there.
Button Lady, think of a question. Quick.
Button Lady, we can hear you.
Button Lady, we
You're
love you.
You're covered in buttons.
I just wanted
wow,
to say.
Wow, I really didn't know you had buttons Sorry. On.
Well, I will come over there in one sec.
I just wanted to say thank you. You guys have been so helpful to me throughout my life. Like, you've been such an inspiration, and I just wanted to say thank you, and thank you for all the fun stuff.
Thank you very much, and I give out points. You don't fucking give out points.
Can we do a time traveler selfie?
Yes, we can do a time traveler selfie. Okay, how do we want to do this?
This woman has been influenced and nurtured by the word fuck many times on this show.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry.
Amazing.
I'm sweaty. Nice to see you.
I love this.
I'm going to run over to Button Lady. I'm going to come back to you. Okay. Here I come, Button Lady.
You don't need to answer anything.
Looking at your buttons. Wait. Look, Button Lady.
Look at your buttons. Mighty fine to meet you. Look at your buttons.
What you got in there, Button Lady?
I have special bags just for you.
Hey, baby, you got any buttons of Merle in there?
Yeah. Where is she reaching?
Wait.
You got a Merle Dixon button over there.
Whoa.
Let me look at it.
Where's the Merle button?
You broke the Merle button.
Wait, you have another cape? You have another cape?
Oh, there are a lot.
Your Hawaiian minds think alike.
I want you to know that Button Lady made 2,000 buttons in the last year, what we learned today.
Yes,
Yes, I did.
How do you manage to always get up front at Hall H and always be one of the first people to ask questions?
I sit right there by the microphone.
And then you just fucking jump up on there.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then like someone steps up and you just go, and then the buttons just slice. Or someone's like, you can't, and they're just like, dip, 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 like just all buttons. Yeah.
It's her superpower.
I have these three that I shoved in my, there. I thought you would like that one.
Oh, it's one of Carl Grimes, and it says, I shot my mom.
Shot or fucked?
Shot with a gun.
I was just clarifying. I overheard your conversation
earlier.
No,
from earlier, I can understand all the confusion, yeah.
There's that.
This one says, enjoy your burrito. It's me. That's fantastic.
Black screen on Talking Dead one night.
Sorry, no hitchhiking the zombie apocalypse, but thanks for the backpack. Oh, yeah, that's right. When they took that guy's backpack at the end of that episode. Yeah, that was a good one. Excellent. I've never been this close to the buttons before. It's very magical. Oh, and a Will Wheaton button that says, don't be a dick. And then a Felicia Day button that says, I'm the one that's cool. Which is our version of I'm the one who knocks. Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa, what's in there?
Whoa.
What's in there? Little toot, little blow, little lady, nose candy. What you got there, button lady?
Button lady, do you live here? Do you fly in?
No, we took a party bus here from L.A.
From L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh,
a party bus? To a party bus. Yeah.
Are those the ones where you pedal yourself?
But I have baggies of Doctor Who and Walking Dead buttons for you, but you can go on.
Button lady, you find them.
That's all right.
And Chris will talk to that guy without buttons.
No, I see
you find
a lot,
them in that place, you've got them hidden.
Do you have a baggie full of Guardians of the Galaxy buttons?
Ooh.
Actually, I might on this one.
No way.
She's good.
This guy just escaped.
So this guy over here is like, I wish I had buttons. I so wish I had buttons.
There's one under here.
I got keys I can rattle around.
That will distract Chris. You're if you jingle your keys, he'll want to go for a run.
You're entertaining a baby.
We can actually answer a question while they're playing with their
buttons. Don't read this one? You sure you don't want me to read the one that says, Edward is cool, but Jacob is hot? Are you sure I shouldn't read that one? With Taylor Lautner on it?
She's not wrong.
Edward's not cool.
I have friends.
He's kind of cool. It's for a friend. Yeah, no. Here you go.
Movies cape. I thought I brought the television cape, so I would have Walking Dead on it. But I have the movies.
You get a kickback from those
so
Merle buttons.
I get a half a cent every time somebody buys a button.
Oh, that's pretty legit.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad. That's a lot of
buttons. Half a penny. Half
under
a penny.
G. How did you find your fucking buttons are alphabetized on a cape? That's amazing. Oh, there's a Guardians one right here.
There's a what? What is it? What is it?
It's Rocket, and then it's Star-Lord, and then Groot.
Which one?
Here, just take them, please. Just take them and go. Thank you very much. That's all right. We'll keep looking for them, and then if you find them, then great. But it's always nice to see you, Button Lady. Hugs. Good to see you. All right. I'm sorry I'm all sweaty. I'm a sweaty, disgusting mess.
A license plate coat.
Yeah, what are you... What did you bring me?
I bring you shit. I'm sorry.
God damn it.
I am Groot.
All right. Thank you.
I just want to thank you guys. I love the podcast. And also, I was recently listening to
you paying these people?
No, it's crazy. They pay you to come here.
Do you have a question, sir?
Well, I listened to the
Give it up.
Jessica, Jobot, and you were talking about how you originally wanted to do like an AOTS.
Yes.
Instead of at midnight. Yeah. And I was wondering, is that something
I would
still...
never put up with this at my Q&As.
You'll make him go
there
up here.
No,
get him, Rucker. Get him.
There would be, if you ain't got no question, you go away.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do with Nerdist News, is try to build another attack of the show, basically.
And my favorite AOTS was you were guest hosting with Layla Cayley. She got her citizenship that day. And you came up with that impromptu song. Do you remember it?
No, I just remember I said she got all excited about her citizenship, and she's British, and I said, take it down a notch, fish and chips. I remember I said that.
You said, look at you, you're an American, because you put the cans in American.
Oh, God, I'm a bad person.
Because she had some great candy. Yeah.
I mean, I don't notice those things.
But that's all I really...
Oh, that's your favorite episode of the
Thank You Very Much. That's an amazing question. Thank you very much.
That's your favorite episode.
Matt Myra went on to AFTS.
Thank you, sir.
And the show went off the air.
You're a beautiful
What's
person.
Your name?
Thank you. That is an awesome
Thanks,
question.
I was on the podcast with Kevin.
Oh, nice.
And I got a question.
This is Evangeline Lilly. Maybe you've noted. Maybe you've noticed her from stuff.
Hi, Adam.
Oh, sexy voice. Here, now we got to take this in front of everyone. thank you. Well, it's good to see you, Dan.
Thank you. Nice to meet you. I came down because the next one's for me. I know already. This is for me. This is for me. What's the question?
This is a little bit more serious, I think, than it should be for this. But I didn't get to ask you this at NerdHQ. So I was wondering, you've played a lot of strong female characters, but so far you've mostly been in relationships and you've been the love interest. So how do you feel about the role of women always being in a relationship, even if they're strong?
No, told you it was a real question. Thank you very much.
Get out of my space. Get out of my space. Okay, children, it's story time. There once was a god, and he created man and woman. And women really liked sex. And so they had it. And then they ended up with babies, and they really liked those too. And so they kept doing it till the end of time. And that's the end of my story. Now, the point of that story, there's always a moral to every story. The moral of that story is, this is my perspective on strong female characters. Being in a relationship doesn't make you weak. Loving something doesn't make you weak. Having compassion doesn't make you weak. Being kind and generous and sweet and loving and vulnerable doesn't make you weak. What makes you weak is pretending to be a man and run around and act really tough and kill things and not have any mercy. That's bullshit. That's not female rights. That's not feminism, in my opinion, my humble opinion, because I'm a very humble woman, as you can tell. It's all about being the nurturer. It's all about embracing that and saying I'm proud of that and I'm not ashamed of that because I'm a fucking woman. I'm not a man. Thank you very much.
What is your name and question?
My name's Deanna, and I actually have a quement.
Okay.
So my quement is, Matt, no, I don't know Tiffany, but I am from Massachusetts, and my question is, how do you source the people that you get on the show? Do they come to you? Do you come to them? How
For the podcast?
They came after me in a big way, I'm
we
telling
came after
you.
Her
I would
so
have never
hard.
Done it otherwise.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, my boyfriend wants to come after her.
I was just having a drink in the bar down the road.
Rooker, every time you've seen Rooker on our programs, be it the television show or the podcast, we just found him.
Yeah, we just found him.
He's just always around.
It's both.
That's the only way I can get out of jail. Yeah.
There's some people.
If you just open up a slit, Rooker will be there.
There's a. It's both, actually. Sometimes there are people that I go after, like Benedict Cumberbatch is someone that we were going after, or Tom Cruise was someone that we went after. But then other times we get pitched people. Like when I get back home, we had Jeff Bridges on the podcast last year, and I got an email 2 weeks ago. They're like, Jeff Bridges wants to know if he can come back on the podcast. I'm like, yes.
Can I come?
Yes.
Can I come?
Yes, of course.
I might drool.
That drool away. It's okay. Totally fine.
Ron Perlman was like, well, you didn't ask me. You could have asked.
I know. Well, sometimes, but I hate bothering people about stuff. And so I don't want to be like, even like today, so I, even today with Cumberbatch, I met him and I still felt dumb being like, listen, I have a podcast, I never want to come on, because if you don't know what it is, it's like, so we'll pick you up in a van and come to my mom's house. And so
you realize that, you're like, hey, can we be buddies?
Yeah, no, seriously, and he was so nice and so gracious and so wonderful, but
yeah, but he's too smart for your podcast. Yeah.
She's
only
not wrong.
Only like me should come on this show.
She's not wrong. Is he what? I don't know. He said he would, but that doesn't... He might have just been being nice, so we'll find out. Anyway, yeah, so it's a combination of both, if that's helpful.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. We have time for a couple more questions. What is your name?
Rachel.
What is your question?
Well, first, Evangeline Lilly, I wasn't familiar with you before, but I love you now, just by the way. And second of all, you have about 100 jobs, and so I legitimately want to know if you ever sleep.
I do. My sleep cycle is about 5... My sleep cycle is about...
He's good.
5 hours. My sleep cycle is about 5 hours.
Yeah, but as you can tell by looking at him and smelling him today, he hasn't slept in a while.
I have not slept in a while. And I'll just sleep right out here when we're done. But yeah, I sleep about 5 hours. So, you know, I'll usually go to bed around 1 or 2. I'll get up around 7 and then start my day. And, you know, some days I can actually go back to sleep for another hour and a half. So
quit bragging.
But whatever. Yeah, yeah, no, no.
Chris, don't you take a micro nap every time you take a selfie?
I'm sorry, I just dozed off for a second. What is your name?
Marielle.
What's your name?
And my question is, can you say clitoris again? Because I've never heard that word being pronounced that way.
Where are you from?
Australia. And we say clitoris.
Okay. But you also say fanny also means vagina where you are.
Well, actually, no, we say pussy.
Oh, nice. Madam. Clitoris.
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 You say clitoris. I say clitoris. You say...
Oh, by the way, Canadians say clitoris. Commonwealth.
Yeah! North America! New York.
Clitoris.
You say clitoris?
Yeah.
Hey, get out of here with your fucking New York clitoris. It's a clitoris, all right? Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on.
Chris. I just have comments.
Yeah, sure.
I just wanted to thank you for your podcast. You're actually the reason I started watching Doctor Who.
Oh, excellent.
And now you've, like, ruined my life because of it. But it's great. So I just wanted to thank you, and you're really inspiring.
Oh, you're the... Come here. I smell, but I'm... All
right. Smell me.
Yeah, of course. You can get a picture. That, hello. All right. I'm going to go over here and take this one, and then we'll take just a couple more, and then we'll get out of here.
And then we'll go to my Squicker Wonker signing.
Yeah, Evangeline's going to be signing Squicker Wonker up on the second floor.
Evangeline is going to be signing this Squicker lovely Wonker book here.
And which you guys will love.
It's amazing. What is your name?
My name is Christina. Recently at Nerd Melt.
Yes.
I do animal rescue, so I am a...
I remember, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, and I am a lovey, strong woman. And
me
I,
too.
Yes, I have to tell, no. But see, that is perfect, because Rooker, you are such a fucking badass. Can I have a hug?
Can she hug you?
Hug.
Yeah, sure, let's do one. That's okay, I can do it.
Okay.
There you go. Nice, of course. One more question. Very spry young man.
This is my first con, and you guys are all amazing. I just really want a selfie with you.
Of course, you can totally have one.
Of course you can. Half of your midriff is showing, and your cleavage. You can take it's whatever you want. Chris will give you the world.
Yeah, yeah. Come here, come here, come here.
Chris can give you the world.
Indescribable.
Yes, I like cleavage, too. I'm coming.
Hang on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
Everyone. A whole new world. A new fantastic point of view. Are you just...
Is it open for business?
Did you just touch her boobs? Don't pour water on her! No!
Do it to Kyle! Do it to that sexy bitch, Kyle!
That is the thing that astounds me the most about Comic-Con is the amount of incredible female nudity.
I'm... Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
She's like, that costume so paid off.
P.S. I'm single now.
We got 50 single costumed women and one eligible Rooker.
Oh, my gosh. All right, what is your name, sir?
My name is Tony.
And what is your question, Tony?
Quimit, actually. First off, of course, I love the podcast. I love all you guys. I'm so pissed that my phone died. I can't take a selfie with you. Damn it! But
maybe this guy will let you take a phone. It's 2014. Phone everyone doesn't have fucking phones.
We found the two people in fucking Comic-Con without phones.
Okay, cool. And what is your last?
First off, you especially, Chris, this is going to get a little cheesy, but your book, some nice words there, helped me get off my ass and do some creative shit and put my money where my mouth is. I love movies. I want to be a filmmaker. This April, I finished my first script, finished, done.
Nice!
Sci-fi comedy. It might be a pile of shit. It's the first story I've ever finished, but I don't care. I'm happy I wrote it. And question, my girlfriend demanded that I come up here. My fiance,
okay,
getting married November 2nd. She wants.
So still not legal yet? Okay.
Still not legal yet? Yeah. she wants you to marry us.
What? Yeah. Right now or in November?
Oh, whatever.
Are you talking to me or Chris? Yeah. I just want to be clear.
Everybody's welcome.
We could all marry you.
All right.
Chris respects the sanctity of marriage too much to marry you guys.
where do you guys live?
We're in Garden Grove. We moved for work, but we were native San Diego.
Shit, Garden Grove. There's a lot of traffic between LA and there. I mean, it's in San Diego. That's even more traffic. I mean, it's like even if I take the 73 toll road off the 405, still is like takes like 3.5 hours to get here.
You're doing the California toll.
I am. I told him.
405, it's 5.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody to marry us yet, so yeah.
There's no one to marry you in all of San Diego? Have a SeaWorld wedding. Let Shamu do it. I do.
Is that supposed to sound like a killer whale?
I got somebody that would marry you.
I just want to go to the Shamu wedding.
Being married by a Muppet would be pretty amazing.
Oh, shit.
Do you want to get married in SeaWorld? My dad works there.
Does he really?
Yeah, at the Orlando one. It's a little bit of a flight.
Destination wedding!
Destination wedding. I think their cries of sadness are actually just vows. And then when you finish seeing Shamu, you go out to the concession stand, get a fish and chips. It's fun.
I can marry you up at my shooting range.
Oh!
A real shotgun wedding.
Hang on.
Then the honeymoon is in Hawaii. We could hang out with Evangeline and Jonah.
We can't. Rooker's range is in the valley. We can't do that.
It's in the valley, yeah. It's in the valley. Sure.
Well, congratulations on your wedding, on your upcoming nuptials. It was so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming. I think we have time for one more question. I'm so sorry.
Very boring, but I have a question for Mr. Rooker. If you think you might show up in any flashback episodes of The Walking Dead.
Well, he couldn't tell you that if that were the case. I mean, but you know Rooker, he would.
Oh, I do spoilers all the time. And maybe that's why I'm dead.
I got nothing.
There aren't any that I know of.
But I did die. I died 2 times in one episode. It'd be really kind of hard to bring me back, I think.
No, it's like a flashback.
If you were on Lost, they could do it. No problem. No problem.
Totally. I understand your question, but I don't, as far as I know, that there's not. But I don't know, there could be.
A flashback or a flashback? A
couple more years. What is your name?
What?
Derek.
Nice to see you, Derek. High five. All right. One more question because you have a
because
nice
Because I have
Can we go to the next question?
Really
He's
badly.
Wearing a Bazinga t-shirt. Let's Bazinga. Go to the next person.
What's your question?
My name is Ryan. And my question is to you, Chris, are you going to do, in the same vein as Talking Dead and the other one?
Talking Bad.
Are you going to do a Calling Dead for Better Call Saul?
I don't, as far as I know, I'm not going to do any type of, I think 2 after shows was enough for any one person. I don't think there's going to be a
ton. We love you, we want more.
Yeah, you're the nicest person in the world. But I think maybe 2, I think it was just Talking Dead and Talking Bad. So as far as I know, there's not going to be a Talking Saul.
They're missing out.
It's their loss, goddammit. But thank you very much. Yes, of course, we can do this too.
Yeah, we can do this instead of asking questions of the only 3 remaining people who want to ask questions.
Have you thought about doing a syndicated after show called Talk Salad and Scrambled Eggs?
Nope. Never doing that.
I don't know what you do with that.
So just there's three people standing here, so let's just really quickly. Did you want to get a little selfie picture? Okay, here we go. One for you. Hey! And you got her, so that knocked out 2 with 1. And then 1 for you.
How's it going?
Thank you for getting the hoodie. 1 for you too, sir. Where is it? No, it's the back of that guy's head.
Oh, here
we
go.
Okay, excellent. Guys, thank you so much for coming out to the Nerdist Podcast Live, San Diego Comic-Con. Please thank my guests, Evangeline Lilly, Michael Rooker, Kyle Clark, Matt Myra, Jonah Ray. Evangeline's going to be up on the second floor signing Squigger Walkers. If you're coming to the second show, we'll see you then. Thank you so much. Enjoy your burrito!
We love you all!
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 65th National Finals of Distinguished Young Women.
Every year, one girl from every state leaves her family, her whole life behind, for 2 weeks, and spends each day training, practicing, preparing. Because to win this competition, she needs to wow a panel of judges with her academic record, her athletic ability, her speaking skills, and a show-stopping talent.
I met her and I was like, she's gonna win.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
When I sing that song about being a black woman in America, there's gonna be backlash about that.
Oh, I'm just so happy, so happy.
I don't wanna see them, I don't wanna talk to them.
And then we stayed with them for the next year, unpacking just what happened those 2 weeks in Mobile. I'm Shimol Yai, and from Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.